I'm Tom Peters. I wrote In Search of Excellence many years ago, and I've been talking to Stu Taylor for a long time, and conversations with Stu are absolutely as good as it gets, and I think that's true for his audience, too.
All right, I love the topic of our next guest, and I love what he's done because he's gone out and done it. He hasn't formulated all of these theories behind, and I guess I am knocking academia because I have a different perspective than a lot of people. You know, you got to get out and do it in the real world, and you got to do it in sales and marketing and promotion. This gentleman has done it, continues to do it. His name is Scott Dunkel. The book is What They Don't Teach You in Sales School. I love it. What They Don't Teach You in Sales School, Get on the Bus and Make Sales a Career and Not a Job. The book is available, and he's going to give you all the information. Create Space, independent publishing platform, and Scott Dunkel is joining us. Welcome. Congratulations on the book. I just love what you say. You get right to it.
Thank you very much, Stu. I appreciate you having me on your show and giving me an opportunity to share my passion for professional sales.
Now, let's have you get right into it because we want to use the 10 minutes we have left here. A little bit about your background and why you wrote the book.
Sure, sure. Well, I graduated St. John's University in 1976 with a degree in marketing. And I had an original idea. I wanted to go into advertising and promotion for a major corporation. But what I found out after graduation is there were no jobs available. So I thought what I'd do is I'd start out in sales and work my way up into advertising and marketing. So I started with a company called Burroughs in Brooklyn, New York, and ended my career with a company called EMC down in the Baltimore, Washington area. So essentially, I spent my entire career in professional sales and loved every minute of it. And I just have a passion for it. And, wanted to share my passion along with my experience and write a book, basically.
Well, you did it. You did it well here because it's not that you've bucked conventional wisdom. I think conventional wisdom should be what you're talking about. But what separates this book from other sales books? There are so many of them out there. What are the differences?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, That's a great point, Stu. I've read lots of sales books and so forth, and if I was going to do this, I didn't want to just kind of regurgitate all of the different books that were written in the past. I wanted to do something unique. So rather than just write about my experiences and what I thought was necessary to be successful long term, I embarked on a very, very ambitious, probably year to year and a half, time frame of interviewing C-level executives as well as 25-year-plus career sales folks to kind of break down the components of what it takes to be successful long-term. And I've always had the view that you learn by stories. You know, if you read a story and it relates to a principle, you tend to remember it.
Exactly.
And it has more of an impact, you know.
Well, that's happening. Go ahead.
No, what I was going to say is when I interviewed salespeople and when I interviewed the C-level type executives, I encouraged them to share stories about, you know, sales folks from a C-level perspective and from the salesperson's perspective, what stories they had that were kind of funny or maybe sad to a certain degree that would resonate with readers. So, you know, my book is filled with probably 50 stories that relate down to what I call universal sales truths.
Well, and you do it, but you do it in a pragmatic, real sense. I'm not knocking theory and philosophical approaches to business, but when it comes really right down to it, my late Uncle George used to say, do it. And you talk about doing it here, and you do it through stories. And people often emotionally just jump into something in a business. They haven't thought about marketing. They haven't thought about any sales. They haven't thought about promotion. They got an idea, and they're all excited, and they don't even really start at the beginning, which is – you know, maybe getting a business plan down and getting the tenets and the objectives of what you're looking to do. Could you comment on that through the basis of a story and perhaps one or two other examples?
Well, yeah. You know, there are well, there are lots of topics in the book that you know, we could get into, but one of them is you know, writing a sales business plan. You know, just like if you start a small company, you've got to have a plan. And every professional salesperson, in my opinion, needs to start off their year with a way they're going to make quota or achieve quota. And that's one of the topics of my book. And one of the chapters. And, I, you know, I have other topics that are typically not written about. One involves, you know, career changes. You know, if you're going to be a professional salesman, you really should evaluate your career on an annual basis. Are you with the right company, with the right product, at the right time? You know, that's not to say you should be jumping around every year or two, because that's not healthy either, but you certainly should evaluate where you are in your career and whether or not it's in the best interest to remain with that particular company long term.
It's just like your financial portfolio. You've got to continue to re-examine it, because we're in a, there's a constant metamorphosis going on. And you emphasize in the book that you're really not writing about tactics or strategies, et cetera. You're getting down to the nitty gritty of what it's all about. Now, this book, I would assume, is not just for someone who wants to get into business, but it may be to get people who are on a specific professional sales level in order to move up.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, conventional wisdom tells you, hey, if you really know your product call, you know the competition, you know the landscape you sell in and so forth, and you're a hard worker, that then you're going to be successful. Well, those are what I call, they're two-thirds of the pie. The other third are fundamental sales truths that you need to employ long-term in order to be successful. You know, I do a lot of sales coaching right now, and people say, geez, I lost this sale, and, you know, we have the great product, we have the right price and so forth, but I lost the business. And most of the time, it's because they didn't make a connection with the prospect early on. You know, if you don't make a connection and you don't build trust and you don't build, you know, some sort of just liking the salesman, you don't even get a chance to get to second or third base. You know, you're essentially eliminated. And I talk, you know, on those topics a lot in the books, too.
Yeah, and I think what a lot of people should know, a lot of people don't know how to start their careers or what to do. We're selling all the time. That's all we do, whether it's in our personal life or in our business life. I always recommend to people, if they want to get their feet on the ground, you may be best off, even if you want to do something else, to get into sales, because it'll encompass so many aspects in terms of what you're talking about in this book to broaden and enhance the probability of success. You want to comment on that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, you know, we talk about universal sales truths, and, you know, I have five universal sales truths that are available on my website. And
give out your website, Scott.
It's universalsalestruths.com.
All right, I want to repeat that. Universal sales truth or truths?
Truths.
Plural. All right, plural. Universalsalestruths.com. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I want to get website. Go ahead, pick it up.
No, that's okay. Well, you know, I talk about these five universal sales truths, and they were born out from the interviews I did to write the book. And believe it or not, these five universal sales truths are based out of the book of Proverbs in the Old Testament, in the Bible. And regardless of your religious beliefs, if you read the book of Proverbs, and you can see my scripture reference to it in the book, they're not only true to be successful long-term in sales, they're basically life truths as well. Because at the end of the day, every one of us is in some sort of sales, whether or not you're doing it professionally or you're just, you know, selling to, you know, relationships or whatever. It's just sound life advice, if you will, that I think we should all adhere to.
Right, and we're all the product of our experiences. And I look at failure as never having tried something, not trying something, and not having it succeed. Notice I didn't incorporate the word failure into that. Even in terms of sales and discouraging and realizing what the probability is, you know, I always tell people, if you just hammer away, you got to have a product or a service to sell. and you better not come on the scene with it, because you may be able to, quote, and I use this facetiously, nail someone once, but you won't get repeat business, you won't get referrals if you don't have something down pat in order to do it. So, and I always tell people, don't be dejected. You got to learn to accept rejection and turn it into a positive. How do you apply that to not being able to confiscate a sale?
First of all, you know, this book is for folks that want to make a career out of sales. It's not for someone who's trying to make a short-term commission.
Right.
And that's what I focus on, because I really believe, you know, starting in sales and ending in sales can be a wonderful, wonderful career.
It's been a great career for you. It continues to be a great one for me. What they don't teach you in sales school, get on the bus and make sales a career and not a job. Scott Dunkel. Thanks, Scott.
Thank you.